Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Inon Ben-Neria of the Lautenberg Center for Immunology and Cancer Research at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. What did you and your team find out about antioxidants and cancer in the large intestine?
We don't deliberately study antioxidants, but cancer development in an animal model. In the course of one study, we found that a well-known cancer mutation is driving colon cancer only when meeting certain gut bacteria. When we looked for the bacterial product which is necessary for the cancer-driving property of the mutation, we found it is a specific antioxidant which is produced by the bacteria.
Aren't antioxidants supposed to be good for you?
I guess that some antioxidants may be good even against cancer, but it's a mixed bag with many hundreds of different molecules, one of which is the culprit when colon cancer is considered, and even then, only for cancers harboring the mutation we studied, which is about 50% of the human colorectal tumor mutations.
You are listening to Professor Inon Ben-Neria of the Lautenberg Center for Immunology and Cancer Research at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Your research also found what you have been quoted as calling a Jekyll and Hyde effect. Tell us about that.
Mutations have a bad connotation and are associated, in our opinion, with monsters and cancer. What was surprising in our study is that a bad mutation, Mr. Hyde, can sometimes play Dr. Jekyll, depending on the tumor microenvironment. What is exposing the evil face of the mutation, Mr. Hyde, is certain gut bacteria. Other than bacteria, the same bad antioxidant is also produced by many lovable fruits.
Some people say, perhaps not so jokingly, that we should just stop eating. How does a scientist confront such frustration, especially in an era when so many people seem to be doubters of science?
People at high risk of developing a disease, from diabetes to cancer, may be more picky than others in what they eat. Perhaps those with high risk of colorectal cancer should avoid certain foods. However, please remember, it's all coming from an animal model and should be proven now in humans.
Professor Inon Ben-Neria, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.